بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Virtues of the Believers, Friday the 3rd of Ramadan, 1394, the 20th of September, 1974. Someone who folds their arms instead of undertaking their duties, obligations, and responsibilities, instead of using their own abilities, and instead expect Allah to work a miracle on their behalf, such a person should know that the Quran utterly rejects this attitude. Allah delivers a harsh rebuke to the Israelites who told Musa, "Go ahead, you and your Lord, and fight. We will be sitting right here." Surah 5, verse 24. In other words, "You go and fight our enemies and let us know when you've won. Then we'll come." The Quran rejects this utterly. This approach is that of the Israelites, whom Allah cursed and denied the joys of faith. This is not worthy of someone who claims to submit to Allah. This is not the meaning of trusting in Allah, this idea that has gained currency amongst people. I'm saying this so everyone will hear and understand. This idea people have in which they say, "Allah needs to fix this, no one can do anything about this." This is an error. If no one could do anything, if no one had it in them to fight corruption and make the world better, then Allah would not have sent prophets. He would not have summoned people to follow the prophets. He would not have given the prophets weighty messages to deliver to this world. Well, we see that Allah has sent people to fight corruption and make the world better. And we see that they are human beings. Therefore, you should know that it is up to human beings to fight human corruption. So then what does it mean to place one's trust in Allah?
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Tawakkul means that in every situation you rely on Allah and place your hopes in Him. Notice that the definition I am giving here, to rely on Allah and place your hopes in Him in every situation, makes trusting in Allah a basis for action rather than an obstacle to it, and a source of motivation rather than a source for indifference. Have you seen how when some people face difficulties in life, when they go through hardship and they exhaust every visible means at their disposal to rectify their situation without success, what do they do? Have you seen or heard this? They will do one of a few things. Either they will surrender, when nothing they do seems to work, or they will resign themselves to fate, or they will take the path of least resistance. They won't give up, but in practice they will do whatever is easiest. They won't make any effort to change the circumstances and go wherever life takes them. But even if this person has not visibly surrendered like in the first case, inwardly their mentality is the same. So this is one response people have when they face hardships.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.